The border war between Missouri guerrilla partisans, Kansans called them bushwhackers, had been boiling since Kansas became a slavery-free state. Old and new resentments between pro-Union and pro-Confederate forces were more real to locals than the Civil War raging in the East. William Clark Quantrill rode his irregular followers into Lawrence. It was hot and dusty riding, 100 degrees the day before. Men were armed with shotguns, some carried as many as 6 revolvers. To learn from the history of the day, the Fort Leavenworth Group was organized by Kevin Benson, who teaches foreign military and cultural studies, working with historian, retired Colonel Edward Kennedy, to walk and talk the Lawrence Raid. This was in 2010, the last time it was presented. The students stopped on a rise of ground on the edge of town.
This is where Quantrill actually stood and talked to his men and told them his final instructions.
The orders were simple and definite, said Kennedy. No women would be harmed. Any black men would be taken as slaves back to Missouri.
The instructions essentially were to kill every able-bodied man and boy capable of carrying a weapon. Anybody 8 or 9 years old or older, if they were male, was a legitimate target.
Some 150 males, men and boys, were dead by the time Quantrill's men rode out of a charred and shocked Lawrence. The Army students, hearing this, seeing and walking on the ground on which it had happened, came from a range of military jobs. Many had war experience. Lieutenant Colonel Pat Clune had been in Iraq. This class had been told Quantrill's men killed the Lawrence blacksmith, and Clune drew a more modern lesson from it.
Without doing a deeper, sense of analysis and thought, you would just think, great, they killed the blacksmith. If you understand the reason why they did that, is so that the cavalry wouldn't have a place to get more horseshoes. You take away that, the cavalryman doesn't have his horse, he's not mobile, he can't do his job. You think about that in today's context.
In other words, said Clune, this could include stopping a citizen in a war zone of today, finding he has bomb-making parts with him. The same effect as having neutralized the enemy blacksmith in 1863. Clune said he was enlightened, learning things he had never imagined. He had considered factional violence, civil wars, and places in other parts of the world.
That's their problem. We would never have that here. Yet, as a case in point, these were neighbors only 150 plus years ago. They were neighbors, got along great until this came along, and then you didn't know who your friend was or your enemy.
And remember Colonel Kennedy speaking on that hillside on the edge of Lawrence where Quantrill's men had approached? He said the goal was to terrorize Lawrence and stifle armed resistance. And terror it was. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.